In the year just ended, Ukraine's government issued nearly 15,000 air raid warnings.
That's one measure of how often Russia has targeted Ukrainian cities. And the new year has begun about the same way, with people taking shelter.
NPR's Yulian Haida joins us now from Kyiv. Hey there.
Good morning.
How's the new year begun for you?
It's been a busy couple of days for Ukraine's air defense. The latest attack on Ukraine was early this morning, around 1 a.m., Ukraine says that Russia launched 44 attack drones at Ukraine and a handful of what they're calling long-range weapons, damaging some of the power grid. That coincided with extensive shelling in cities along the front line with Russia. The attack before that happened just after midnight on New Year's Day. Many were singing the national anthem as it was playing on their TVs, and then the sirens went off. Hmm. And here in downtown Kyiv, you could hear just this huge boom, boom. My room lit up as bright as day for a split second. The blast had me diving for the corner, and that's really unusual for central Kyiv. But not a lot of people were hurt. The city has been enforcing a really strict curfew because of the holidays, so people were sheltering. Ukraine says they shot down pretty much all of the incoming strikes, and that also might have kept the casualties low.
Nevertheless, a lot of noise and a lot of concerns, so why would Russia be launching so many attacks so quickly?
Well, it is the holidays, and the Russians were clearly sending a message. But the Ukrainian military and intelligence analysts have been saying for weeks, some for even months, that Russia is running low on weapons, that it needs to carry out the war in Ukraine, especially the recent attacks on infrastructure, things like power, heat, water. So Russia may be trying to dispel that notion, but in the last week, there have been fewer missiles, more drones, and those drones aren't as effective at knocking out infrastructure. 2 weeks ago, for example, the power was out for days at a time after a similar attack. Now it's just a few hours here and there, depending on the neighborhood. But the temps have been hovering around 50 degrees in most of the country, and so it just might be easier to keep things running smoothly at the moment. And as it gets colder, the Ukrainians will have a harder time keeping the infrastructure running if the Russians keep pounding Ukraine from the air just the way they have been since October.
Well, since this is intended to affect the civilian population, let's check in on their morale. How are people feeling as this war goes into another year?
Well, Ukrainians are incredibly defiant despite all of this. A new poll from the Razumkov Center, which is a really well-respected group that does opinion polling here in Kyiv, found that 9 in 10 Ukrainians believe in a total, unequivocal Russian loss. And about half those people believe it could come in a matter of months, just by the end of summer. Despite that overwhelming optimism, President Zelensky's New Year's address tried to insert some more sobering notes.
Ми не знаємо достеменно, що принесе нам новий.
He said, we don't know what the new year has coming, what kind of attacks people should expect. Both sides have shifted their attention away from the south and towards the east, namely towards a town called Bakhmut. The Russians have been trying to capture Bakhmut for months, and they just haven't been able to. The fighting this week especially has been very intense.
NPR's Yulian Haida in Kyiv. Thanks so much.
Thank you.